We are absolutely alarmed that the death penalty has been imposed on Muhammad Ali Taheri, who is the founder of a spiritual movement in Iran. He's a writer and a practitioner of alternative medicine theories. Now, he has been charged with corruption on earth, which is a very broad and ill-defined charge that was placed upon him by the Revolutionary Court in Iran. He has now been sentenced to death for these offenses, and we are absolutely outraged that somebody could be sentenced to death for peaceful exercise of freedom of expression and belief.
Yes, and it's prompted an appeal from the High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zeid Ra'ad Al Hussein, to ask for Iran to do something about this as quickly as possible and maybe specify exactly what charges or what the charges mean.
Indeed, yes. The High Commissioner is calling on the Iranian authorities to immediately withdraw the charges against Taheri and to ensure his unconditional release. Iran has reportedly executed more than 600 people so far this year, and the vast majority of these are for drug offenses. Some of these people who were executed were below the age of 18 when the crime was committed, and there are other cases where there were broad, ill-defined laws that were used to charge individuals who were later executed for the commission of these crimes.
Yes. Now, Iran has signed the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, so that means that even though it hasn't abolished the death penalty, it should only be used for the most serious crimes, and that's interpreted as meaning crimes only involving intentional killing, which doesn't appear to be the case, even though we don't know very much about these charges.
That's right. The international law requires that in countries that have not abolished the death penalty, it can only be used for the most serious crimes, which has been interpreted to mean crimes involving intentional killing. In Mr. Taheri's case, there was no charge implying anything to do with intentional killing or killing of any sort. He's been charged for various things over the past few years, including for insulting Islamic sanctities, for corruption on earth. In no case has he been accused of any kind of violence.
Now, what kind of pressure can you apply on the country?
Well, we're urging the government of Iran to immediately impose a moratorium. We oppose the use of the death penalty in all circumstances, and the global trend is towards abolition. We are calling on the government of Iran to work with us and to work with other partners on alternative strategies to combat crime. There has been no proven deterrent effect of the death penalty on the commission of any crimes, in particular drug offenses. And we're asking the authorities to reach out to us so that we can come up with a strategy together, an alternative strategy to combat crime, and one that works and one that does not compound injustice.
Do you have any idea when this sentence might be carried out? He's been in solitary confinement, as I understand it, for the last 4 years.
He has been in solitary confinement, and this sentence is subject to appeal. So we are hoping that we are calling on the government to just withdraw the charges and to ensure his unconditional release. If they refuse to do this, then his case will go through appeal, and it is completely unclear when the death sentence may be carried out.